a lot to talk about. I'm pretty passionate, so I feel like it fits pretty well. Also, I don't know if this is nitpicking, but like my favorite color of all time is pink and kind of made up of red. So you gotta give the shout out to red there too.
Yeah, pink is a great color.
Malcolm Ross of Joseph K. You're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Tunstall Studio Publishing of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Tune in all sorts of creative community voices on the radio at WGXC on Monday, September 26th, including at 9 a.m. on the WGXC Morning Show. Rob Gellis speaks with Georgette Turner about the famous painters who lived in Columbia.
rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great.
business districts praying.
Now, hold on a second.
And it was a blessing. Shout out to Reverend Minister Dr. Nahim.
Hold on a second.
Troy, who came and joined us with 15 of his members' congregation. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, God, for our members from Shiloh Baptist Church. Hallelujah.
Hold on a second, our audience. I think we're having a little problem with our audio with Kim. We'll be back right after this song.
Riverfront Park, where Mr. Randall Martin had the music pumping, hallelujah, and the celebration just continued, and oh my goodness, Sister Dolores, did you get some of that food, Sister Dolores and Sister Mary made?
I did, and you know, I don't think that we had a little bit of a technical problem this morning, so I heard you, but I don't think our audience heard you. So you might have to start again from the beginning. And what we were just talking about. And again, welcome to It's a Bright Side Somewhere. It's a bright side. There's a bright side somewhere.
There is a bright side somewhere, and it is right here.
It is right here.
And you know, I tell you, the adversary of God and man, he keep trying to throw his stuff into the monkey wrench. Or the monkey wrench into our business, but he's a defeated foe in every turn. This ought to be a testimony show today.
Well, you know, there was so many powerful testimonies yesterday.
This might just be a testimony show today.
Amen. Amen.
Because I tell you what, oh my goodness, if the enemy could do anything, he couldn't do a thing. Every time we turn around, even this morning, having issues with our production here. Praise be to God. But the ministry goes on. Hallelujah. And so we're restarting. There might have been a little gap in hearing us this morning. Our audio engineer extraordinaire told me that he could hear me, but you couldn't. But I was raving on the goodness and the greatness of God, welcoming you to the bright side. Hallelujah. We're on the first Sunday of autumn. Praise the Lord, the first weekend of the autumn season. And we kicked it off yesterday with the March for Jesus in Columbia County. And I was just saying what a powerful day God gave us. I was saying that this just might be a testimony show because I'm so full of what God has done and what he did on yesterday that nobody else could do. And I really can't tell it all. And I'm going to give praises to God. I'm not going to even spend time talking about how the ways the adversary tried to throw a monkey wrench in the work of God on yesterday or even all through our season of taking the gospel into the communities around Columbia County. I just want to give God thanks that he has showed himself great and mighty and faithful, and that every time the adversary throwed his monkey wrench out there, that God worked it out. Hallelujah. We opened up today with we're blessed in the city, and we were truly blessed in the city on yesterday. And those who had experiences where they saw the adversary trying to work a monkey wrench into it, they saw how God gave us the victory and blessed us in the city. And I'm just giving God all the glory, the honor, and the praise on today. Hallelujah. I was shouting out, beloved, people who had come to march and praise the Lord with us. And as we do this, you know, every September, praise the Lord, our numbers have not swollen like we had foresaw or forethought. But it's powerful nonetheless. It's like Gideon's army. Come on here, somebody. With all the hundreds and thousands around, amen, God just gets a few that will go out there and do what he's asked us to do. And so we process and we praise the Lord, and we make prayer stops along the way in the business district, in the wealthy area, in the not wealthy area. hallelujah, in front of city government. We just pray and praise the Lord all the way. Hallelujah. I want to shout out to our county sheriff and under sheriff and to the officers who were with us, escorting us yesterday. What a blessing to us to have them there. And you know, we talk about law enforcement and defund and all of those things, but these are the opportunities that show that law enforcement working with community. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Creating relationships, hallelujah, with members of the community and the community with law enforcement. And it was just powerful. It was a blessing. It was a witness to our out-of-town guest who came, Dr. Naheem Billups, of Family Benevolent Services, amazing services that they provide out in Troy, New York. And they came down with 15 strong of their ministry family. And hallelujah, the testimonies that they gave. Told y'all there were going to be some powerful testimonies. Sister Mary gave her powerful testimony, one of her powerful testimonies. Amen. And Pastor Alan Williams of Shiloh, who has a voice like Barry White, you know. And he preached the gospel down there at the Riverfront Park. When we arrived at the park, Brother Randall, our audio engineer extraordinaire, had the music pumping. Hallelujah. And there was singing and dancing. Oh, my goodness. And then, oh, Sister Dolores, Sister Mary, they cooked. And I was asking him about that food. Hallelujah. The food was so good. Lord have mercy. And my beloved daughter in love, and her team working all through the night and then all in the morning to get the tents up, the pop-up boutique up, and people just getting clothing and shoes and being blessed with those things and blessed with food for the body and food for the soul. It was just a powerful, powerful day in the Lord. God showed himself. And again, beloved, and those of you in the Northeast and in the Hudson Valley region, you know it was cold on Friday over here. Oh, my goodness. And I was like, God, how are we going to do this tomorrow? People ain't going to come out in March if it's cold. And then yesterday morning, I got a call from Antel Tent Company and Snaps and Snaps to their team who came out and set things up so beautifully. Just a beautiful group of men. And it was cold down there, beloved. The wind was blowing. It was 60 degrees. We by the Hudson River. And I'm like, oh, Lord, it's got to warm up. It's got to warm up. And I want you to know, beloved, when I came back home and changed my clothes and left my house, I looked at the temperature in my car. It gives the outside temperature. And it had come up 14 degrees to 74 degrees. Come on and say hallelujah with me. Amen. And it only got warmer during the day. It was beautiful once again out there by the riverside. I tell you what. And then, oh my goodness, the ministry that the Lord blessed us with. But again, if he made a better day, he kept it for himself. Hallelujah. And Brother Randall, you've done some work down at the riverfront this summer. And you saw like in August, July and August, how the ground was all brown everywhere you looked. Do you remember that? I wish I had taken a picture of that.
I do. I had commented on that, but you're right. Yesterday, there was something different. Now that you mention it, because, you know, there was so many other good things happening. But now that you mention it, there was definitely a lot more green there, a lush green.
Yeah, it was lush. Amen. It was lush. And, you know, I went to an event or two down there during the summer, and I looked at all the brown, the whole, I mean, I don't know how many acres that park is, but it was brown from one end to the next. It looked like scorched earth. It looked like Judgment Day. It looked like one of those apocalyptic movies. Come on here, somebody. And I said, Lord, how are we going to march down here and process down here praising you and singing victory and then end up on this scorched earth? But praise be to God, yesterday it was plush. It was so green. I tell you, it was just beautiful. Can't give God praise and thanks enough. Hallelujah. How great is our God? I was shouting out, amen, all the ministries and ministers that were there. Of course, Payne AME Church was there in full force and flavor. Thank God for them. Overcomer Ministries, hallelujah, was present. Shiloh Baptist Church was present. Hallelujah. Amen. I saw people from Kingston, from New Central Baptist Church, as mentioned, the Family Benevolence Ministry out of Troy. There were people there that joined us. I don't even know what churches they were from, but they were one in the Spirit and one in the Lord together with us. And we just hope and pray that as we made our way, there was a change in the atmosphere. More of the blessings of God were loose to come in. And hallelujah, the enemy's hand was pushed back. And truly, we started out with, we're blessed in the Mr. Fred Hammond and family. And we were blessed in the city on yesterday. You are listening to Pastor Kim, the perpetual optimist. On There's a Bright Side Somewhere, and it is right here with us on WGXC 90.7 FM. Hallelujah. Hudson, Catskill, Acre, New York. We are listener-supported radio for open ears, and your contributions, your gifts help this radio station provide broadcasting like ours, amen, to the community. We're so grateful for this opportunity. And just want to say that if you want to serve the Lord together with us, we go out from May till September. We're in various locations around the county. Several churches who come together. Hallelujah. On all the churches across the county, we invite to just link up and let's do it bigger and better year after year after year. So truly, our God is great. How great is our God? We don't even have the words to tell it all. But I tell you, I don't care what the headlines say. The goodness of God, the grace of God is great in the earth today. And here in the USA, we are among people in this world who are very blessed. And we take the opportunity to say that God is good. Let somebody know who may be in doubt about it. Let somebody who know who might have been told something different. And certainly link with those who already know it is so. And we praise God as we go. We're going to go on here from here and give y'all some more music for the message, the heart, and the mind. But again, you want to serve the Lord together with us, go to gbiocnty at Gmail. Hallelujah. My Bright Side Gmail address is brightside12534 at gmail.com or gbiocnty at gmail.com. It takes teamwork to make the dream work. Many hands make light work, and you might have gifts and talents that we have been praying God would send our way, that we can continue the work he has begun in us and do it better every day. We are here for you. This is WGXC, and we're all about the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We're gonna shorten our playlist a little bit because I just had to take a little time and testify. Hallelujah, Brother Randall. How you doing?
I am doing really well. And, you know, I was so encouraged yesterday. When you hear the testimonies of what God has done in people's lives, it is so empowering and inspiring. And if you have a need and if you want results, different things in your life, you know, you've got to go to God. And when you hear what God has, again, done for other people, you know, you can make that connection to know that God can do it for you, and he can change impossible situations, and he can turn around what you thought in your, you know, that was going to be a terrible situation. He can turn it for good. And so that's why this ministry is so important to the region and the area. And we thank all those that came out. And, you know, as Reverend Kim said, you know, you should be part of this ministry if you want to be empowered, if you want to be encouraged. So thank you for being with us today. And again, such a great day yesterday. Can't even describe how wonderful it was.
Amen. I'm telling you, we tell no lie, beloved. It truly was wonderful. I'm telling you, it was really, really blessed. We are blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. We bless when we come and when we go. Hallelujah. We overcome every obstacle. Hallelujah. And we declare sickness is defeated. Hallelujah. We are blessed. Well, you are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson in Catskill, New York. I am Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist from Overcomer Ministries International Church. Overcomers, because the word of God tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, that God has given us power to overcome all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. That greater is he in us than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Because we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and we overcome. Thank you, Lord. The word of God tells us that the adversary will make war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will overcome him, because he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we who are with him, hallelujah, and we are with him, we're called by him, we're chosen, and we are endeavoring to be faithful. May not always be right, may not always do good, but we're always going to be faithful to God. Let the people of God say amen, hallelujah. I do the best I can to be good, but ain't nobody good but God, hallelujah. And so I thank you, Lord, for being God in our lives, in our midst, and in our world. We love you, Lord, and we bless you. We got the music for your people, God, the music that you've given us. And listen, this song helps us segue into why we're here. Hallelujah. It's not about us. It's about Jesus. Hallelujah. I can't be so good to earn God's favor or goodness. Neither can you. But Jesus gave us the right. He gave us the access. Hallelujah. God so loved the world. That was the message that kept coming yesterday. God loved the world so much that while we were yet sinners, he sent his only begotten son to die for us, to pay the price that was set up from the beginning. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Hallelujah. And he offers that to us through Jesus Christ. So it's not about us. It's about letting the world know about Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's hear the music of the message for today. Not about us. Amen. After that, higher, higher. Hallelujah. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. And I'll be back. Guess what, my spiritual social commentary. I may have given that today. What else am I going to say? Oh, my God. But it's not about us. It's about Jesus.
To our God. Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
It's to our God.
To our God.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Is to our God.
Let's take it up one more time. Every praise. Come on, everybody.
It's to our God.
Every word of worship.
Every word of worship.
With one accord.
With one accord.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
One word I kept hearing over and over again is
yeah, believe.
Yeah.
With Tasha.
Oh.
Y'all ready? It's your boy, Judah. One, two, three, four.
Revival. Yeah. friends, man, this year was great. Been through hell and back, learned to appreciate. Really dark night makes the morning great. Yeah. So until freedom,
yeah, yeah,
it's gonna be a fire feeder.
Hallelujah. Feel like there's going to be a revival, a revitalization of zeal and love for God. Hallelujah. For the purposes of God, for the work of God in the earth today. A revival. Amen. You know, one of the things, beloved, that I think our ministry beyond the walls of the church into our community is preparing an atmosphere for that revival to come. The witnesses and the stories of revival that have swept our nation and other parts of the world where we saw the people, the minds of the hearts of people turn back to God and God do some amazing things. Revival. I think I was shouting out before we took the break for the music, for the heart, the mind, and the soul. I was calling out ministries and people, and my head is just so full of thanksgiving. I don't want to leave anyone out. I want to thank Kite's Nest, and I want to thank Sister Pam Padilla, Diata Diata, in the Hudson Youth Club for her service and the use of the band and the service that she provided, picking up people. And it was just amazing. I don't know. I want to shout out. I always shout out Brother Randall Martin, but his team, Brother Robert and Sister Amanda and Brother Howard, I want to thank God for them every time we need. They're there. Hallelujah. And they've been with us, whether it was at the gazebo at the county fair, county courthouse, or hallelujah, it was with the county fairground or at the Greenport Town Park and on again on yesterday. So snaps and claps to them, beloved. I want to also make sure to mention that Second Baptist, New Central Baptist Church from Kingston was in the house on yesterday. I don't know if I mentioned Calvary, members from Calvary Assembly of God, as well as the Shiloh Church and the Payne Church and the Overcomer Ministries and the Family Benevolence Ministries. Hallelujah. I know that Tofka, I got a call from their pastor, and they had been exposed to COVID, so they were all in lockdown, as well as sisters from Martindale church. So we know that there were people who would have, if they could have been here, want to send up prayers for those who texted us to say that they had been dealing with one kind of issue or another. But I thank God for all who were able to join us as well and who served. I think I've seen Sister Reverend Jeanette Johnson. Anyway, listen, if you want to know the team and be part of the team, I'm going to give you the opportunity and information again. Hit us up at gbiocnty@gmail.com. And also, you can hit me up at brightside12534@gmail.com. And we will get back to you at our earliest opportunity to do so. I wanted to talk real quickly, briefly, about something that's called imposter syndrome. It was one of the devotions in one of the devotionals, Character-Driven Leadership. And it talked about this young lady named Marcy. And many of us know a Marcy. Some of us have been a Marcy or a Mark. And she grew up in a family with an alcoholic father and an absentee mother. And she was raised by her older siblings. And she struggled in school as a child with those kinds of hardships in her life. But then she joined a Christian fellowship. Yes, and her mentors inspired her to study well, and it paid off. Marcy landed an internship that led to a management position in a large company, and she now leads hundreds of employees. And when she remembers how far she's come, there's this small voice inside her head that whispers, "Am I really here? Do I really belong?" The devotional writer points out that there are many of us who know exactly how she feels. Some days we feel like imposters. Our roles seem too big and we're not sure we belong. Do I have a witness out there? The writer says, Mike Whittemer is his name. He says, "That's why I'm impressed with the shepherds in Luke 2. In Luke chapter 2, we hear the story of the shepherds who were out in the fields, and the angels of the Lord appeared to the shepherds. They heard them singing, and they delivered the message that the Savior had been born. And in Luke chapter 2, verse 17 and 18, he says, after seeing him, after seeing the baby, after finding the newborn Christ, says, the shepherds told everyone what had happened, and all who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. We were talking about testimonies earlier today and hearing powerful testimonies, yeah, that astonish us. And yes, they seem sometimes like, you know, something too true, too good to be true. But then we see the people and we know the people and we know their story is true. And it just puts us in awe of how amazing God is and what God will do for the least likely people and who he will use, the least likely people. Here, Marcy had grown up with an alcoholic father. Her mom was in the home. Her siblings, kids themselves, raising each other. And she looks back now at where she is, and she says, "My God, do I really belong here?" And so, you know, if you suffer any time with imposter syndrome and thinking that, you know, I'm not good enough, I'm not qualified, I don't know what I'm doing, somebody's going to figure that out. Hallelujah. We all hear those voices. We all who are doing something bigger than what we thought we could do, more important than we ever imagined we would be doing. We all hear those kinds of voices. If you endeavor to step out in faith and take on obedience to what you believe God has told you that he needed you or wanted you to do, those voices are going to come. You don't have to listen to them. Listen, the shepherds, they were like the lowest on the unemployed in the employment chain. They were the ones who slept outside and hung out with the sheep who was smelly, and they had to clean the sheep folds. And, you know, they had hard jobs moving sheep from one location to the next to find greener pastures. They didn't smell good. They didn't have to be particularly educated to do that work. They weren't really looked upon with a lot of esteem in their community. But that's who God chose, beloved. Amen. And when they went and told what they had heard, that's what we do out here, beloved. We just go and tell what we have heard, what we have seen, what God has done, our hearts have felt, and what God is wanting to do. He wants to unite his children. He wants his children to be a light in the world. My grandson was telling me how dark the world is today. How dark. I said, yes, but the light of God pierces the darkness. Thank God. He said, yeah, I know. Hallelujah. But it means that we have to be willing to step out there. The writer says, I'm impressed with the shepherds in Luke 2. They had the most important job anyone could have, to spread the news about the baby king. They didn't say, what are we doing here? We're just shepherds. They told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. The shepherds were so focused on Jesus, they didn't have time to worry if they were qualified to spread the news. They knew their message was more important than the messenger. Truth is, none of us belong, not on our own account, but Jesus belongs in every capital, boardroom, and family. As he draws us to rest in him, we can walk confidently by faith. Well, beloved, I dropped the mic. There it is. Hallelujah. There it is. Amen. The March for Jesus in a capsule, in a nutshell. I don't know Mike Whitmer. Hallelujah. He doesn't know me, I don't think. But look, he's telling our story. We can walk confidently by faith. Hallelujah. Truth is, none of us belong, not on our own account. So hallelujah. If you don't feel like you belong, hallelujah, welcome to the club. All right? Truth is, we don't belong, because you know what? We belong in the kingdom of heaven, and we're not there yet. But while we're here, let's do the work, bringing the kingdom of heaven into the earth. This is Pastor Kim. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it. We got more music right now for the heart, the mind, and the soul. The music with the message. Stay tuned. Don't go nowhere. Be right here, WGXC with me.
We serve a strong God. He's a mighty God. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is Jehovah Sanctinu. He is Jehovah Rapha. He's a great God. And we give him praise. Hallelujah. You are God, and you're in control. Seated high, you are Lord of all. Judah. You are God.
You are God.
Now come on, we call him.
Things will change
when we call on thy name, great Jehovah.
Things will change
when we call on thy name, great Jehovah.
Things will change
when we call on thy name.
Change.
sovereign ruler,
sovereign,
Lion of Judah.
Great Jehovah, you're good. Hallelujah. Great Jehovah, things will change when we call on that name. Do I have a witness? Amen. Listen, the old folks used to say he may not come when you want him, but he'll get there on time. I say he'll get there in time, in his time, but he'll get there. And he makes all things beautiful when he shows up. Beloved, don't quit in the dip. Don't quit in the dip. You hang in there. The sun is still here and the sun is still shining and there is a bright side. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. I want to thank you for tuning in with us today. God saying the same. We'll be back next week. Listen for Brother Randall on the Tuesday afternoon show. Hallelujah at 4 p.m. And we'll be back together on the Tuesday afternoon show on October 1st. Excited about that show. Hope you'll tune into that too. But listen, until we see each other or speak again, remember never to forget God loves you. I don't know. There might be something you feel God calling you to that you're feeling unqualified for. You might not know how to step forward in it. Step forward in faith. What is faith? It's moving in things that you do not know and understand, but moving, holding on to God's unchanging hand. Father, I thank you for giving us the grace we need for today. We gladly receive and rest in your Son. Listen, we're blessed by the best. All the rest is a test, so don't be stressed. Stay blessed. This is Pastor Kim. Happy birthday, all you September babies. Thank you for all my birthday greetings, shout-outs, cards, calls, texts, emails. I love you, love you, love you. God loves you more. God bless. This is Pastor Kim, and I'm out.
Stand against the Lord.